up on top. To the answer back, Elamokim Henichula Yavoisel is Gadar Boy. Over there by the Boy Dezorah, that Yoshofet and Asra left over some of Boy Dezorah in order for Chizkiyah to become great with, is Afani, so Rebbe said over me too, Mokim Henichula Yavoisai Liz Gadar Boy. That my father left over a mokum for me to become great, meaning to say that I'm saying over, I was Makabal to say this now, and therefore that since I heard that Rabbi Meir ate from the Tfuah on Beis Shon without taking off Truma Samaisris, that's a raya that Beis Shon is not from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Potter from Truma Samaisris. Balkopon was coming out from Al Gemara now that according to Rebbe, that Peris and Chutzlorot is Potter from Truma Samaisris. So Toys has the Gantarichas here, the Mashmada, the Sam Gemara's Mashmur, that you are Chayiv in Chutzlorot from Truma Samaisris. So one Territories, one say here, we're talking about Demai. Demai we're making in Chutzlorots, but not regular Paris. Other Pesharim Toys want to say maybe only Yerek, like Rashi says, it's only with Rabbanon and Eretz Yisrael, so they're making in Chutzlorots. There could be Dog and Tirish V'yitza, it's Chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, with the Raisam. Maybe in Chutzlorots, you are Mechuyiv. But about that, we know our minig here, at least in America, is that even on Dog and Tirish V'yitza, we do not take off Truma Samaisris. So the end is the one saying to Rabbeinu Tam Meforash, Nyein HaSodis Chashuvais, K'moy Shalom, it's like still like our fields, L'fi Shinoisne Memas, L'fi Zeb Yemei and L'hoyim Afrishen, Ela Mahanod Lo Yoy V'tasko. It depends that they didn't give Truma Samaisris anymore because they had to pay taxes to the government. And then Toys then Zov, V'yesh Lefar, V'yoy Yesh Lefarish, Shema HaRechoykim Eretz Yisrael K'moynu L'etik Nechomim. Even b'shas that the corner of the Rabbanim made exer on Truma Samaisris Chutzlorot could be only the lands right outside Eretz Yisrael, but the place is far away from Eretz Yisrael, and the Chlamy there's no gzeres. So that's why Lemaisa in America will make them. We do not take off Truma Samaisris even on Tug and Tirish V'yitzam. It's the same on this heter that the lands that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, even with the Rabbanim, you have no chiv to take off Truma Samaisris. Now the Gemara says Mikan from this Gemara over here. The Talmud Chacham Shoma Dovet Talmud Chacham says over something Shoma Dvar Halacha Shei Mazichen Oisoi. In other words, no matter how strange it may sound to you, do not move him away. First lesson is Ei Mazichen Oisoi. Do not move away. Like, do not tell him he's wrong. The Amrul some solution is Ein Maznichen Oisoi. Also, do not make him reject it. The Amrul some say. Like to make, did not make him feel bad that he said it. Rashi says, "Maschichin is loyma gai voscho gomlocho." It's time to say, "You're a guy who caused you to say this." Just don't say this right away, but rather first listen to what he says, because maybe he's right. So much like this: "Man diyoma mazichin." The one that says first lashon of mazichin, "Kedusiv is right." The post says, "Lo yizich hachoshin." Do not move away the choshin. So it also means do not remove him, do not tell him to remove what he said, maybe you'll be right. Like here also, first the Chum had time as how Rebbe matted Beishon, but then Rebbe explained himself. Umandiyom, the one that says, Ein maznichin, also the Chesed Pesach says, Ki lo yizaneach li'elam Hashem, Hashem will not leave you, never leave you alone. Umandiyom, maschichin, we say lashon of maschichin, lashon of gaivo, it's now done like this. When it became a lot of people, the Zechuchi Halev is Rabbo Machloikis Pisro, there's a lot of Machloikis in Klai Yisrael. Meaning to say, a Lashon of Gaiva. So you also do not think and tell him Stam is Gaiva caused it, but maybe he's right. Now the Gemara says, Maskevlo Yehuda Bered Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Yehuda Bered, the son of Rav Shimon Pazi, has a question like this. Omiyikul Oman Diyom, is anybody that could say that the Beis Shon, this place, Love Eretz Yisrael is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Like, how could you say that Rav Meir ate the Yerokas there without taking off Truma Samaisris? I have walked through there's a pasuk in Shriftim that says, "Loi Hirish Menashesh Beishon V'yes Benoisel V'yes Tanach V'yes Benoisel." So it says clearly, Mashpo was the chelik of the early Yoshua of the early Mitzrayim that they captured Beishon. So Mashpo clearly it had a sheiches to Eretz Yisrael. So how could you say it has no kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Rashi says the bus of loy harish means elamanichim lamas oved v'yeshim b'neim. They just left it over. But I call upon him, that was places that they captured. It has kedushas Eretz Yisrael on it. So the Gemara says, Ishtemitzai hod yomer of Shimon ben Alikam. They forgot, the Rabbi Yehuda bread of Shimon ben Pazi forgot what Rabbi Shimon ben Alikam said. Mishum Reb Loza ben Pados, never Reb Loza ben Pados. Shom that he said over Mishum Reb Loza ben Shemua. And he said like this, that Harbe Krochim Kivshim Oilu Mitzrayim. There were a lot of cities that Oilu Mitzrayim captured. Fulloi Kivshim Oilu Bovol. But by the second Aliyah, by Ezra, they did not capture those cities. And therefore, Ksava, he holds that Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha Lashayt of Loi Kitcha Losa Lovoi. That the first Kedusha Yeshua made was only Mekadesh, Kozman, Klaus, who was living in Eretz Yisrael. But by Bechurb and the Beis Hamikdash Arishon, it was bought of that Kedusha. And later, when Ezra came up the second time, they were not Mekadesh, those Mekaymas. So it comes out Beis Shon is one of those places that did not receive a second Kedusha, Bimei Ezra. Therefore, now it has no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Why, how come Oile Ezra was not Mekadesh it? The Nichon left it over with a Din of Chutzlaretz, Kadesh Yismuchu Aleim Aniyim B'Shriyas, in order that the Aniyim, the poor people living in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, where will they eat from? That people don't grow new crop on Shemitah. So they won't have any Leket Shechah Peya. So therefore, Oile Ezra left over some cities not to be Mekadesh, in order they should not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, nor there should not be no Shemitah, and therefore they'll plant there, and therefore they're near Mavarek Soya, but to go to these cities to have like a Tshechapeya on Shemitah. So Nechlam says true that even though the Ola Yoshua, Ola Mitzrayim, were Mekadish of Beishon, but the Ola Bova were not Mekadish it. Rashi says, Nechlami, the first Kedush Tark is Botol, but the Yoshin Shekichu Hain, but the Kedusha Shneer that Ezra put on, Loi Botlu B'chur Mishen, and that was not Botol, even now. And the minimum of Yevamis Barul, plus the Yaviach Hashem Lekech Loretz Asher Yorsha Vesecha the Yerushto Yerusha Rishayno Shniya Yeshlem Shebotla Yerusha Rishayno Vnikra Shniya, but Yerusha Al Yerusha Shlisha Sein Lem Shar Shniya Loi Posko Hilka Bimei Rebbe Nogu Isaboritz. Therefore, in Rebbe's time, even though it was after the Churban of the Bayis Hasheni, still there are no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, because that Kedusha was lost at Lovay, Marshenke and Beis Shon did not have the Kedusha. Therefore, it was Mutatita parents from Beis Shon without Truma Semaisus. Now the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Rebbe Yim Yil Reb Zero, Rebbe Yim Yil said to Reb Zero, Vor Rebbe Meya, Ola Biyam Mahudi Yachil. What was the whole proof altogether? All they saw was that Rebbe Meya ate a leaf like one piece of vegetable. So Chorashi says, The Achilas Arahi, Fishai Yibaritz, even Eretz Yisrael Tzmutah. It's Nachilas Arwa that's Mutta, it's before Gemara Peris, so therefore you might eat from it. Or Malaysia said back to him, no, Meyaguda Achlei, that vegetable like was already bunched together. So Rashi says, the Mishenegad also Lechel Arwai. Once it's bunched together, comes into a bunch, then it's also treated even Arwa, even one. Utanam learned like this, that Yerek HaNegad Yerokas, that usually the Gemara Malach is by bunching them, making a bunch together. So Mishiyagit, as soon as it becomes an Ogud, becomes bunched together, then Rashi says, Huk for the Meiser, Vanessa Bechila Sarai, that was the Meiser with Rameya. Therefore, they said over the Eidus that Beishon is not called part of Eretz Yisrael. Shredigmar Vedumalavadatoi, maybe Rameya just made a mistake and he forgot to eat it without taking off Trumas and Meiseris, but really maybe it's a Mechuyiv. So the Mora says, no, again, Hashto Behemtum Shot Tzadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Kol HaYodon Madach Musunsi, like the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let the Chamor, the donkey, eat something that's awesome. So Tzadikim Atzmon HaKoshkein, Tzadikim for sure, and like I said before, it's a Gnai for Tzadik to eat something that's awesome. So by Dvorim Asum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not let a Tzadik eat something that's awesome. So if it was really awesome, Remeya would have not eaten from it. So therefore it must be that Remeya held that they showing was from Chutz Laretz, Oile Bova was not Mekadeshit, and therefore that's the Eidus that's saying over now that it does not Kedusha. The more still yes, maybe no, Vidulma maybe Iser Alei Mimokamachar, maybe they already took off Truma Semaisis from these Yerukas from other places. So that's why Rabbi May ate from it. Rashi says, Shemo Hoyula Yerek Tolish Bebeisoi, Vyama Reyu Maisim Ala Gudizu, he already took off Truma Semaisis. The more says, no. Mar said, "Lo nechshdu chaverim litzvam shlem min amukhav." That's not a mitzvah min amukhav. The mitzvah min amukhav is to take off truma what's right next to it, That's called mina mukif, something right next to it. And not to take off truma from someplace else on this. Rashi says, literally, shem mina mukif, mina mechubar v'samach loy, v'ne makifin shtei chavis, yoni make off truma semaisis, things that are right next to it, not from faraway places. So if Avadi Rabbi Meir would have not been samach to take off truma semaisis from someplace else on this, that's not called mina mukif. So we're still as Babiduma Nosan Eino Bitsad Zir the Yoko Bitsad Achar, maybe took off Truma Samaisis, like Rashi just says, Likra Loy Shay Maiser, outside Shayni, Yoko Mitsad Shayni, like Pepe just spoke out and said, I want to take off Truma Samaisis on the other side of this. The other side of this bunch should be Truma Samaisis, and therefore ate from this side. So maybe it was Mafresh right now Truma Samaisis. So what's the big proof? So Mara says, listen, Omalei, Sir Abzeri answered back and said, Chazi, man gavarel b'kamasa dolei, who was this big person that said over the Edis? Rashi says, Ro kam odom godol heyrolov, Tainu Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua that said over this Edis. So l'hoi l'obo l'hoi yitzin, Rabbi Yeshua can't tell of his Edis, what Rabbi Meir ate, these Yerokas, without taking a true Muslim Isis, Yofech even avad Rabbi Yeshua saw carefully, Vedigdig v'dover anoch, and he saw clear what the truth was. So by the sin, Rabbi Yeshua says, Zobi did not think of Truma Samaisis, and he knows what he's talking about. So that with this Edith that Rabbi Yeshua saw, or said over that Rabbi Meir ate from it, without taking off Truma Samaisis, therefore Rabbi made this din, that they sure now does not have a loch of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, My, what's the case of Behemtim Shel Tzadikim? What is this case of Behemtim Shel Tzadikim? Sumar said, Rav Pinchas ben Yor heavy. The mice was like this. Rav Pinchas ben Yor was once walking. Heavy, cause the Lepidian Shmuel is once going, he had to go someplace, to redeem people that were captured. He was doing the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyin. His pogebei beginnoi nohoro. He met up with this river. Rashi says, Shem Hanohor. The name of the river was Ginoi. Omales, he said like this, Ginoi cholikli. He told the river, split for me. Let me go by. I have to go through. So he told him, cholikli memecho. The Yevabach, let me go through. Omales, he said like this. So like the Noah of the river said back to Pinchas ben Yor, and he said to him like this. Atoherlech lasas ritzain kinecha. True, you Pinchas ben Yor, you're going out to do a mitzvah of Pidyon Shavuyim. I'm also going. The Rashi says, all the rivers go, Bigzeres HaMelech. So now this river is traveling because Hashem told him to do it. So he said like this, the river. True, you're going to do a mitzvah pidyon shvuyin, but it's a doubt whether you'll be able to be poydrim or not. Rashi says, maybe they won't redeem him to you. That's called Sofik Oise, Sofik Yat Oise. But Ani, me the river, Vada Yoise, I'm for sure doing the Rotsan Hashem. If so, I can't split for you. If I'll stop the split, I'm not doing the Rotsan Hashem. So Omalei, so Pinchas ben Yosef said back, Emiato Chilik, if you're not going to split for me, Goizrani Alecha Shlo Yava B'chomayim Li'olam, I'll make a gzera that no water should travel through you. That's the way Pinchas ben Yosef spoke to the river. So what happened was, cholakli, so the river split for Pinchas ben Yor. So Pinchas ben Yor was going through the river. Heve Yehu Gavra, Devi Dori, Chita Lepischa. There was a person going along that was also, that there was a person that was carrying wheat for Pesach in order to make matzahs, also l'shei mitzvah. His omalei, so Pinchas ben Yor said to the river, cholakli nami lahai, I want you to split for this person also. To be mitzvosik, he's also being oisik in the mitzvah of taking wheat to bake matzahs. Cholak leit, so the river split for him also. Have you taya? There was, Rashi says, Seicher Avri, an Arab, a merchant, going to Lavoya Badai, that was walking with them. The kids of the three of them were walking together. So this merchant was walking with them. So Amalei, so Pinchas ben Yoy said, Cholak lei namilahai, I want you to split for this person also. Why? To lelema, they should not say over the kach oisim levnei levoya. This is the way the Jews act to levnei benoya, people that travel together. The Rashi says, levnei chamura shemnichem oilech, not nice if the three were traveling together, that two should go through and one stay behind. So the river splits him also. So Amar Rav Yosef Reisa said, Kama nofesh gavri mimoshe. Look how great the Pinchas Ben Yor was, great even the Moshe Rabbeinu. Tashisu Nubuna, 600,000 yin with him. Nilu hosted by Moshe Rabbeinu by Kriyas Yamsuf. Chodizim, it only happened one time, the Kriyas Yamsuf. Vochot lost the Zimna, here it happened three times. So Mor says, who said so? Kedum Machinami, Chodizim, maybe here only split one time. Who said it split three separate times? Maybe it was all one time. So Mor says, true. Elad means to say, Kimayshe Vashishu Nebuya. That you see how great the Pinchas Ben Yor was, he was equal to the same nais happened to him as happened to Klal Yisrael. So the Meister was, Iklo Yilu Eshpiza. After he went over the river, now if Pinchas Ben Yor went into this inn, he went to a certain inn, is Romele Sarah the Chamri. So by the innkeeper there, he plays down some barley before Pinchas Ben Yor's Chamor, before his donkey. So you have to say, let your donkey eat this barley. Is like Ochal. The donkey did not want to eat the barley. So what do they do? Chavtinu. So they sifted out the barley, they sifted it. But Loyochel, still the chamor did not eat from it. Nakrinu, so they cleaned it out. Rashi says they hand picked with the hands. They picked out all the psalas from the barley. And still Loyochel, still the chamor did not want to eat from it. Izomlus, if it has been your said, Dilmu loy maisrin, maybe they did not take off trumas and maisrus from this barley. And that's what happened. Asrinu, so they took off now trumas and maisrus, Vyochel, and now the chamor ate from it. So Omar, he said like this, Hepinchas Ben Yor, that Ani Yezu, like this donkey of mine, Halechas lasted the Soin Koino. He's going to do the Rosson of Hashem, like he's taking me to do the Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyin. V'yata machil noisa tfolim, and you want to give him tevil teeth, like how come? So this is the Meister that the Chamor did not eat the Yisra. So more is the question, Stamazoi, Omi Mechaivo, is this barley Mechuyiv in Trumas and Meisters? Rashi says, Meichel Behemo. Hanalekas min Amoritz, klum gozu olav mishum demai. Like true, they bought this off of an Amoritz. And also they bought it to feed your animal. So demai that you buy to feed your animals, are you mechuyiv and truma semaisris, for your tanan, learn like this. Haloikeyach lizareya, if somebody buys wheat, tfuah, off an Amoritz, the purpose of planting them, or lebehem, or else plant players to give it to his animal, the kemach lera, so he's buying flour, just to use for a skin, to work over the skin. Veshem and oner, you're buying oil for light. Veshem and losach beskin, we're using shem and kitzen, not heat from it, just to smear over your kelim with it. Is potter miat demai, you're potter from demai. So here also, they bought this barley to feed his animal, so they bought off an amor, so who should be potter from demai? So where says, no, the maestro was hosam who, hosam yit mola, we're not on this. Only if you first bought this barley, when your first intentions were to feed your animal with it. Let's say first you bought it for yourself. Then later you changed your mind and decided to give it to the animal. Still chayav le'aser. Still you have to take off trumas and maisus. And that was the maiser over here, that they bought this barley first for the purpose of people, and therefore this chamor did not want to eat from it. V'atanya, bring your proof, Rashi says. Benichus, it's a proof. It says, Halakeach peris min ashuk. If you buy fruits off the shuk, on amoritz. So, shalom about demai. So, it depends. Lachil, if you buy it first for you to eat it. V'nim lachalem lebehema, and then you change your mind, decide to give it to your animals to eat. Harezu lo yitain. You should not use this tfuah, this wheat. Loy lef nebemte, can't give it to your behemoth anymore. Not in front of your friend's behemoths. Elim came Isser until you took off your trumas maisa first. So kids, this is the maisa with the chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoir. Now the Gemara says that Shoma Rebbe heard, Rashi says that because of Pinchas, Rebbe heard that Pinchas Ben Yoir is coming into his town. So Nofek Liape, Rebbe went out to greet him. Omala, he said to him, Ritzoin chosur detzi, like I'd like to invite you over to my house, please come and have a sud by me. Rashi says, Ye Ritzoin chosur lisa detzli, please come have a sud, eat by me. Omala, he said, so Pinchas Ben Yor said, yes, he agreed. So tzoavu ponav shorebi, Rebbe's face lit up. Rashi says, Samach, he became very happy. Because Reb Pinchas didn't have hanor from other people. See, if Reb Pinchas agreed, Reb Pinchas ben Yor agreed to come to Rebbe, so Rebbe would felt very happy. So Tzov upon him Shrebbe, Omaloi. So Reb Pinchas ben Yor said back to Rebbe, Kim duma ato shemudu hanor mi Yisraelani. Do you think that I made an Yisra hanor not to have any drummer from any Klal Yisrael? In other words, that you feel so happy that I'm going to come to you, that's not the pshat. But rather, he said, Yisrael Kedoshim Hein. Reb Pinchas ben Yor said, really, Klal Yisrael is Kedoshim. And there, ready for Rashi, as he meant to say, Uri and Lehenes Mehem. Avadu, it's fit to have Anor from another Jew. It's like he meant to say, like, Rebbe, how can you be so happy? But I was known that Reb Pinchas ben Yor did not go to too many people. So Reb Pinchas ben Yor explained himself and said like this, that Yesh Reitzer V'Einloi. Some people talk and want to do chesed to other people, but they can't afford it. They don't have enough money. V'yesh, sheyeshloi. There are some people that could afford it, have money, but v'yeinu roitzer, they don't want to have other people coming over. They don't want to do chesed to other people. And therefore Rashi says, those people, even though they invite you over, but ein libo chofetz, they don't really want to give you the enjoyment of it. And therefore, Reb Pinchas ben Yor would not go to such a person. Oksiv, because the pasuk in Mishlei that says, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, al tulcham es lechem ra, do not want to eat bad bread. In other words, people that es lechem ra oyin, people that have a bad eye, and those people that do not really want to invite you over, do not eat from them. V'yaltisavu lamata moisav, do not have a desire for their good things. In other words, don't take from people that do not really want to give. And the pasuk goes on, ki kumoi shuar benavshoi, keinu echol shesei yemeloch, v'liba balimoch. Now even though outright he'll speak and say, come and eat and drink, but really he does not mean it. So that was the pshat of Pinchas ben Yor. He did not want to eat by a lot of people because either those people cannot afford it, or else even if they could afford it, sometimes they just say it, but they don't really mean it. But he said back to Rebbe, V'yata, but you Rebbe, Reitze, you really want me to come over. V'yesh lecho, and you also could afford it. So therefore, by you I'll accept to come to eat by you. But Reb Pinchas said, you should know, mi yuhashto misharivna. Right now, I'm in a big rush right now. The bimulsa bimitzvah kotarachna, I'm oisik in this mitzvah, pidyon shvuyin. So I don't have time right now to come and eat. But ki adarna, when I return from doing the mitzvah, then asina alona legaboch, I'll come and have my meal, I'll come and eat by you. So Morris says, ki yosa, when Reb Pinchas ben Yor came later, if Rami, it happened that oil behu pischa, he came into that gate, that door, that he found there white mules. And Rashi says, Pradesh b'shal Rebbe hoy, they belong to Rebbe. And vice versa, Pinchas ben Yor held there was also for somebody to own these mules. Like we'll soon see, Omach, so Pinchas ben Yor said, Omri said, Malach HaMobis, the base of Shazer, there's a Malach HaMobis over here. Vani Yasser, that's why I should go eat by him. So Rashi says, Malach HaMobis means, Shemaka, these mules, these Pradesh, when they hit somebody, kick somebody, for shuvei namakacho, you can't heal it anymore. Says so that these are dangerous animals to have around. So Rebbe shouldn't have had them, and therefore Pinchas ben Yor changed his mind and said, no, I don't want to go eat by him. So what happened was, Shama Rebbe heard about this. Nofak liapis, Rebbe went out to speak to Pinchas ben Yor Omel, and he said to him, Mizavrinelu, let me go sell them. So I'll sell them to other Jews. Omele, Reb Pinchas says back, no, the pasuk says, V'lifna evil, esite michshol. You can't put a trap in front of a blind person, meaning you can't sell to somebody else, because just like it's also to you to have them, it's also for somebody else also. And Rashi says, to sell it to a guy, for sure he would not, because that's a loch in the Avodah Zorah we had, t'yein moichron hem behem agasin, ala sella behem agasin to a guy. So he meant to sell to another Jew, so it's the same problem, it's l'fna evil. If so, mifa karnalu, let me be mafke them. So Rashi says, "Ashalchem biyoros." I'll throw them into the woods, into the forest. Make it hefka. So Reb Pinchas said, "No, mafshis hezeka. You'll be make more damage then, because since nobody watches them, they'll do more damage then." And so akarnalu, let me be oike them. Rashi says, "Shelo yuchlu liver. They won't be able to kick anybody." I dissolve about tashchis. So Rashi says, "No, about tashchis leka." She ruyas ladisha, they'll still be usable to thresh with them, to also be oka them. Rashi says, Okarna means menashe psiyosayim, let me like cut off the hooves, and therefore they won't be able to kick. They'll be able to walk still, but they won't be able to kick. So maybe I'll do that, there won't be any more damage. So Mura says, no. You can't do that. If so, we said, okay, katunulu, I'll even kill them. So Mura says back, no, ika baltashkes, there is a baltashkes over here. So the Churim for Shemes, what's the baltashkes involved? If Lamais, you're not allowed to have such an animal, and it's a mazik the rabbim, so Churim, why are you allowed to kill a dangerous animal? So before I should speak out, I think the Tiferes Yaakov says that it wasn't really that dangerous. It was only that it didn't really pass that Rebbe should have such a mule. So therefore, there would be a Baal Tashkes to kill it. So the kids said, Pinchas did not want to go to Rebbe's house. What happened was, heavy core, Mavatras Le Tuva. Rashi says, Mavtsi was like begging him. Rebbe kept on begging with Pinchas, please come to my house. So what happened was, Gova Tura Benayu, that a mountain came in between them. In other words, the Anes happened, that a mountain came in between them and divided them up. So on this, Bocha Rebbe started to cry and said like this, V'yomar, Ma b'chayeyim kach, maduch, this tzaddik with Pinchas is so great. When he's alive, such great nisim happened to him. Like the Maisa before, the Kriyas HaNor, or now look where that a mountain came between them. After his Misa, Avada Navada, how great with Pinchas Ben Yor is, and how much great things will happen because of him. And the Yomer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, that Kedolim Tzadikim B'Misosan Yosim B'Chayayim, Tzadikim are greater after their mace than when they're alive. So means to say, Rashi says, the Chur B'Chayayim means, Shot Tzadikim Kach Noisna Kodesh Baruch Hu, Liba Atavos Kodesh Baruch Hu does what the Tzadik wants, and not to go against his will. Like over here, Pinchas Ben Yor real did not want to eat by anybody. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made like such a nes here to make him happy. So Acha Misosei Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu would do so much more to make him happy. Shneimer Pasuk says, Vayihem Kovrim Ish, Vinei Roes Agedur, Vayashlichu Es Ish. So kids, the Pasuk says they were burying somebody. Vinei Roes Agedur, Vayashlichu Es Ish, the Kever Elisha, that they threw this mace and touched the Kever of Elisha. Vayelach Vayiga Ish Biatzmeis Elisha, and this person touched the bones of Elisha, Vayichi, Vayakam Aragleb, and he lived and he got up. So you see that Iti Tchiasimaisim Acha Maisoi, as when he was alive, Elisha, in order for them to be Mechai Maisim, he had to be Mespal a lot, he had to do a lot of Maisim, he had to put, Rashi says, Losan Piv Apiv, Yena Baleno, Vlavakash Rachmim, but now Liacha Misa, just because somebody touched him, there was a Tchiasimaisim. You see, like Hashem does his rotzen great alacha misa more than b'mechayiv. Oh, malei rav popla bayir. Popla said back to bayir, v'duma l'kiyum abay brachta d'Eliyahu. Maybe this wasn't the schus of Elisha, but rather was because of the brach of Eliyahu. You see, the pasuk says, v'hi no pishnayim bruchachoy lai. That Eliyahu gave a bracha to Elisha. Should have twice as much as me. So Rashi says, pishnayim, Elio Hechia ben Hatzrophis, Vialisha ben Ashinamis, but Sorok Lachi Yasai Dachar. Elio another gave him a brach, he should do twice as much as him. Elio another was Machaya one, so Elisha had to be Machaya twice. So that's why this happened. There's no proof that a Kosh Baruch Hu does more Lacha Moisa than Machayev. Sigmar says, rather, Omele, Ihochi, if so, Hainu Betona, that's why we learned here, Araglav Omoid, Olebeis Loiholach, that just he got up, but he did not go to his house. Rashi Hochad Lekume Brachos Leo Hainu the Tanya Betzmiya Vimishum Brachos of the Leo Hayatzorach Lachachias, he should live Mamish. And over here, the Meister was just that he stood up, but he did not go anywhere. Mashmi died after that. He had said Lebeis Loiholach. So this cannot be a keem of the Brach of Leo. Elev saw Bemar Kayim. Elamai, this is a proof that Akorj Brachu does greater for the Mason. But if so, Elev Bemar Kayim, where was Mekayim the Brach of Leo? Kediyam Rav Yechanan. Sharipa Tsaras Naman, that Elisha was Merapi, healed the Tsaras that Naman had on him. Shayishkula Kemes, that Mitsaras is Ksina Kemes. So if Elisha cured him, that's also called like a Tchias Mesim. Shem the Apostle says, I'm not to your Kemes, they should not be like a Mes. You see, a Mitsara is considered like a Mes. Rashi's Mitsaras Miriam Ksiv. That Aaron said that but our sister should not be like a mace. So that was where Elisha the second time was Mechayah Mason. Now the Gemara says, Omer Bishur ben Levi, Lo mo nikra shimon yamim. How come we call mules, these praetors called yamim? So the Gemara says, Sheimosa and Motelos Alabrius, that the people are all afraid of them. They cast fear upon the people. From a lifetime, nobody ever asked me about a wound that I received from this white mule and he healed up. In other words, their wound killed people. I receive people do live, even though they got a wound. They got hit from a white mule. So with Amra, I'll say like this. I never saw anybody that got healed up. True, they live, but the wound does not heal so easy. I know, still we see that sometimes the wounds get healed up. So Mor says, the chivron resh karayu karminim. I mean to say, if the mule has white feet, such mules like that, if they hit somebody, I never saw anybody get healed up from their wound. The other Mor's apostle says, Einoid movadoi, there's nobody else besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omer Rebbe Chanino, v'yafilu kshofim, means even kishif, even magician, has no koichis against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mor says that he used to saw there was a lady that we call Mahadra Lemishkal Afro Mitusei Kari with Rabbi Chanina, that she wanted to take some sand out of the means she wanted to do some kishiv against Rabbi Chanina. Omalos, so he said to her, Shkoilu, take what you want, Lemistayimilse, it's not going to help you.